And welcome to Small Town with Matt Gaff. I'm your host, Matt Gaff, and want to welcome you to episode 19 of the podcast. So kind of a landmark, sort of. I mean, we're reaching on 20. And we're also talking about, this is going to be the one right after Thanksgiving. So this is, Thanksgiving has just gone through. So we're going to kind of talk a little bit about Thanksgiving. Or a subject kind of close to Thanksgiving. We're going to actually talk about Job and how he was thankful to God and to all that God had given him through even trials that he was going through. In the landscape that we have this year and everything else, there seems to be a lot of trials going on with people's faith and everything. And so we need to take a good look, and I think this is a perfect time to just take a pause on some stuff and look at Job and how, you know, he was tested by Satan, allowed by God to be tested, and came out on top, proved that there is, in fact, a way that you can glorify God even through the worst of times. So let's go ahead. Let's dive in. So Job. So the book of Job, it's got a lot of stories on it. Basically, the main story about it is about the man Job and how God was walking and Satan had come and had said, look at Job. You know, he is your servant, but, you know, he wouldn't be like that if you hadn't given him money, a land, a family, and basically gave him everything he wanted. If he didn't have all that, he wouldn't be worshiping you. He'd be worshiping whatever other deity or something like that. And so God just said, hey, look, if that's what you believe, then by all means, you just can't hurt him at first. You can only, you know, hurt his, you can only do what you want to do with everybody else. So what would happen was, you know, Satan decided to have this big wind come, kill most of his family. He loses his land. He loses his clothes. And yet he still thanks God. You know, one of his things is that, you know, naked I came from my mother's womb and naked I shall return. So an interesting little feat and a little bit of a way to look at it. You know, we came from dust. We go back as dust. And so therefore, anything we gain on this world stays with this world. So materialistic approaches shouldn't necessarily be something we should be focusing our main priority on. Now, that's not to say that we shouldn't try to at least have a roof over our heads and some clothes. And, you know, if you have children, making sure that they have a good education and that they have, you know, food and clothing as well. That's not to say that that's not what they're going with here, but what they are saying is that we can't get comfortable with what we have, because at any given time it can be taken away, whether it's through God's reasoning or just because of fate. You know, that can also happen. You know, we get a lot of people that'll be like they were on the top of the world and then something happened. They have a test of faith. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're not going to church any longer. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in this because, you know, they've lost somebody close to them. And as much as, you know, you want to say, I, you know, you feel bad for somebody who loses somebody, especially if it's a young child or something like that. And, you know, I've had my share of losses. But I think what you have to still look in the overall scheme of things, the big picture thing that you have to look at is and think about is that it, in fact, everyone will pass away. You know, we will all die. So to say that, you know, there should be some order, pecking order of who should go first is really not up to us. Now, generally, we would like to see that, you know, we would go, you know, before our kids. You would expect your parents to go before you, you know, that type of thing. The older generation dies off, the youngers get older and stuff like that. But I think what what Job, the book of Job, really does like, that I really like about the book, is that it brings home that, you know, God giveth and God can take it away, kind of, but also the fact that we need to be strong in our faith with him. There's a reason why we go through trials and tribulations. A lot of times, you don't get stronger from winning all the time. You don't get the strength if you're always right all the time. A lot of the sports analogies and stuff like that are very true with that, because, you know, the winning team isn't the one that always wins all the time, because if they always win, they don't know where their weaknesses are. And so that's where the trials and tribulations that we sometimes have in our lives is that test of faith, that, you know, this is where we need to work on and dig a little deeper into the Bible or into studies or talk to more people about this particular subject. And so the book of Job is really good about that, but also the fact that it gives us a chance to kind of look and see what we do have. Thanksgiving for us in America is a chance for us to get together with our family, if we're so lucky to be able to do that in whichever state and politics goes and everything like that. But it's a chance to be thankful for what we have and who we have around us. So, and what we have. I try not to focus too much on what I have, but more of who is around me. In my 8 years in the military, probably 4 of my Thanksgivings, I think, I spent either in the field with people that were not my biological family, or overseas, or out of state, or just somewhere other than where I really wanted to be at that exact moment. So you get really thankful when you do have a chance to be around people, around your family, and to give thanks and to glorify God for everything you do have. You know, we like to go around the table, kind of say what we're thankful for. You know, this year will be really different since, you know, with the whole pandemic thing going on. You know, we have a lot to be thankful for. Our health, for one thing. You know, we are all healthy. We haven't came down with anything major or anything like that. And so therefore, you know, we have a lot to be thankful for, and that's why I love the book of Job. I loved when I read it, and I do a Bible study on it. It's just great because it just shows that, it shows somebody who can be brought down to their knees, but when they're on their knees, that's when they pray to God. And, I just look at that as inspiration, and, you know, we can look at that, and when we feel really, really bad or feel like there's nothing left, you know, just jump into the book of Job and listen to what he had to go through, the losses that he had, and how he didn't waver with his faith in God. And so that's what you know, that's what I'm going to focus on in this Christmas, on this Thanksgiving. Is just, you know, kind of being more like Job, where, you know, you're just happy with what you've got. Do I have a piece of bread? Yep. Well, I'm happy then. You know, there's no reason to be, well, I wish it would have been a croissant or a pizza or something like that. Let's just be happy with what we've got, and just glorify God with what we do have. So let's go ahead. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll read some of the scripture in Job, kind of show what I'm talking about. And then we'll wrap it up. So we'll be right back after this break. And welcome back to Small Town with Matt Gaff. Thanks for hanging in there for that quick little ad right there. So what we're talking about this week, with Thanksgiving over, but a chance to kind of reflect on it, is we're going talking about Job, preferably the book of Job, but basically the story of Job and how Satan tempted Job, got rid of, destroyed his life, basically. And yet Job never gave up, and still praised and glorified God, as we should, no matter what our situations are. So let's kind of look at a couple scriptures here. One really long one, but that's all right. And kind of talks about this whole situation. So Job 1:9 through 12, it says, "Then Satan answered the Lord, 'Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge about him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the works of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But put forth your hand now and touch it all that he has. He will surely curse you to your face. Then the Lord said to Satan, Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not put forth your hand on him. So Satan departed from the presence of the Lord. So basically, that's where Satan was trying to tell, you know, Satan told God that, you know, because Job was blessed, there was no way he would, you know, curse God. But if he was poor, destitute, and eventually he ends up getting sores and blisters and boils and stuff like that, that he would eventually curse at God. In fact, his wife even, you know, he's sitting in ash, beating himself, trying to relieve the pain that he had, and she's telling him, you know, curse God, you know, this is who's doing it to you. Obviously, you've done some disfavor with him. And Job the entire time just says, no, this isn't, you know, God's work. Whatever God has planned, that's God's, you know, will. So Job 1:21-22, naked I come from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Though all this Job did not sin, nor did he blame God. And so, and then actually what happens at the end of the story is Job gets a new family, gets new land. Basically, his wealth is revived back to him. He gets everything back tenfold. Basically, you know, God's, you know, praising him because he never gave up, never wavered. You know, he basically was a good and faithful servant, which we all should be. And like I said, I think I really like this book. I really like this story, because when it comes time of despair, whenever you're feeling like the chips are down, or that something, you know, you're just waiting for that other hat to drop, and you're just like, man, something else is going to go bad. You know, you can look at the book of Job and look at Job and say, you know what, that guy, he had everything taken away from him, and he still managed to praise God, and it worked out. Now, does it always work out? Not always. I mean, we should not expect that we're going to get a tenfold. So, like, after you lose your house and you lose everything, yeah, you're not going to just automatically be given, you know, 10 times more than you did before, and your everything's going to be rewarded. Your reward is in heaven. Here on earth, we are just mainly, you know, we're just doing the Lord's work, trying to spread his word to everyone so that everyone knows. But our earthly homes are not our long-term homes. So, you know, eventually the house that you've bought is going to be someone else's house. And then it's going to be someone else's house. And then eventually it's either going to get tore down or whatever. You know, people will get forgotten through history. You know, I know it doesn't seem like it now with all of the internet and everything being able to be backed up and writings and stuff like that, but, you know, eventually people forget who people are, you know, but some things stick around, and quite frankly, the story of Job is what sticks around. It just shows that, you know, if you have faith, that you can be rewarded, whether it be on earth or in heaven. And really, we should be working towards the heaven part of it anyway. But for this Thanksgiving, like I said, we what we normally do is go around the table and we kind of talk about what we're thankful for, whether it be each other, health, you know, good weather, crops, whatever. Not that I'm a farmer, but with being from Indiana, everything revolves around crops anyway. But, you know, it's just, you know, we don't always have to be thankful for necessarily what Job was thankful for with the family or with the money and anything. He was more thankful that the Lord loved him and that God loved him. So when you're sitting around, depending on if you're in the United States or not, you know, I'm, like I said, Thanksgiving's over now. So maybe next time Maybe I'll be a little bit quicker on my podcast and do it before Thanksgiving. But just hopefully sometime you have time to just sit back, thank the Lord for what you have. Thank Him for your family. Thank Him for everything, all the opportunities that you have. And that's kind of what I want to just kind of share on this one. Like I said, with 8 years in the military, I had a lot of time of just being away from family a lot. I was gone for one Christmas for deployment. I was gone for many Thanksgivings, Easters, Valentines. Surprisingly, the only thing I never missed was a anniversary. I worked really hard to try not to miss an anniversary, and so it worked out. Oddly, I never did miss an anniversary. In Iraq, I was able to come home and be home for my anniversary. But other than that, I've missed everything else. So you get, especially you get when it comes to missing things or being thankful for stuff. I think the military people tend to really hold that a lot closer than some people, because we have a tendency to miss out on a lot of things and away from other people. Now, when I was in the fire service, did I miss some Thanksgivings? I was at Thanksgiving. I got called away on some runs. Christmas was always the same thing too. We'd always have things pop up and stuff like that. But to say we actually missed a lot of things, not necessarily, not with the military or with the fire service, but with the military, we missed a lot. Birthdays, stuff like that. So that really hits you when you start thinking about Thanksgiving and being thankful for stuff. That's where I kind of look at where I'm glad I'm out, and I'm glad that I'm with my family now, that I can have this time. I have a house where I can have a big dinner if I want to, and we can put up a big tree and stuff like that. So I'm always thankful about that. So I think we're going to kind of wrap it up with that. So that was the book of Job. That was the story of Job. I think hopefully you kind of get some of that. I'll kind of think about what next I'm going to talk about. So if you want to, go ahead and if you have any prayer requests or anything like that, go ahead and hit me up on Small Town with Matt Gaff on the Facebook page, or email me or message me on Instagram, whatever, and we'll pray for you. And then once again, you can listen to it on iHeart. I am on Pandora now. So if you go to your iPhone or your Android and you have Pandora, just, you know, Small Town with Matt Gaff, and you can listen to the whole broadcast again. So I'm like super excited about Pandora, because if you made Pandora, and I'm already on iHeart, but Pandora, iHeart, those are like the huge big ones that a lot of people can listen to. So I'm awesome. I'm super excited about that. So anyway, I will check back with you guys next week. Once again, thank you for listening. And remember, this small town is your new hometown. For anyone who's in a huge city, just think of this as your hometown. So until next week, I'll see you later.